In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's always something mesmerizing about light. Just think about if you go into a dark room and you light a match, light a candle, the eye is automatically drawn to the light. It grabs our attention. So many things are described as being light and taking our attention. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, he speaks of the Lord's glory that he's given to Jerusalem, shining, that nations shall walk by your light, he says, and kings by your shining radiance. Light helps guide our way. It helps us to see. Famously, of course, Jesus would say himself, I am the light of the world. The Magi were guided by the light. And what did they find? They found the light from light, true God from true God. In the long tradition of the church, the faith that Jesus has brought us has been called a light. We call it the light of faith. As I mentioned, Jesus, he said, also, I have come as light into the world that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. That he would come and be the guide for us. But today, however, you're more likely to hear faith associated with darkness. That reason alone would be our great liberator. It would be the one to free us, not faith. But of course, it doesn't. It's not able to go deep. It can only tell us how things are. It's not meant to answer the deeper things of life. It cannot, it just cannot illumine certain questions of life. Those questions that we've even stopped asking ourselves. The big questions. Who am I deep down? Think about these questions as I ask them. Who am I? Why am I here at all? Why is there something rather than nothing? Why do I hunger for more? Does life have meaning? What is right? What is wrong? What is love? We've stopped looking for the great light to guide us, and we've become content with smaller lights, which might show us something about the moment, but they cannot show us the way forward. In the absence of light, what happens? Everything gets confused, and it's impossible for us to begin telling good from evil. We may even begin calling things evil good. And also, one of the worst tragedies is we begin to settle and we turn in on ourselves and become selfish. We begin, because we can't see further out, we begin just to look at what's immediately in front of us. Have you been the victim of someone's selfishness? Choosing themselves over their families, over other people? Yes, we all have. We end up, if we're not careful, in the words of Matthew Kelly, suddenly finding ourselves living lives of quiet desperation. We wake up one day next to someone and wonder, why did I marry this person? Do I even like this person? Because we've never allowed ourselves to ask, to ponder the big question of love, real love, that grab you by the lapels kind of love. That's different from emotion and lust. Those things change and go away. We're speaking of sacrificial love. Or we get up, we have our breakfast, we get in the car, we head to work, and we say, wait, I don't like my job. No, I hate my job. Well, because we've never allowed ourselves to ponder the greater meaning of what we're doing here. Why we're here at all. And so we just kind of do the next thing and the next thing. And it doesn't bring joy, it doesn't bring anything to us. We haven't asked, what's it all for? No one decided one day when he or she was young to lead a life of quiet desperation. I think, you know, I'll grow up and I'll be unhappy. I'd like that, right? Of course not. None of us wants that. None of us said that. And we're never too young nor too older to begin asking the big questions. If we haven't done it, we need to do it now. These big questions that give direction to our lives, they are the questions that give us connection with our meaning, with our passion, with our purpose. Allow yourself to be amazed. To be amazed by life, to be amazed by love, to be amazed by God and his infinite, unselfish love for you. We have an urgent need to see faith as a light again, to guide. Faith is born from an encounter with the living God. It is a supernatural gift, totally free. But we have to receive it. And it comes to light the way, it comes to be our guide. The Epiphany teaches us about the light of faith, because at the heart of biblical faith is God's love, his concrete concern for every person, even you, no matter how young, no matter how old, no matter what condition our bodies might be in. He has this incredible concern, so much so that it drove him in his plan of salvation, culminating in the incarnation, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. God seeks us out with passion and love. Ultimately, it's not about your seeking that matters so much. Ultimately, it's the fact that you are being sought by a God who will go to any lengths to find you, by a God who breaks open his own sacred heart for us. So tonight, allow yourself to be found. Allow yourself to be guided to the answers to the big question. And allow yourself, above all, to be amazed by the light of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.